We're doing Drashot Aran. We're in the first Drush on page Tet. You guys have it?
Page 9.
Says the Ran, Vizehu Inyan Hakeshet. And this is the concept of the rainbow. Ki en safek sheze amare hu poal tivi mehaka'at nitzotz ha-shemesh ba'avir alach. Undoubtedly, a rainbow is really a natural phenomenon of the sun going through the prism of the humidity in the air. Kmo she'amar ha-Ramban, as the Ramban has already explained. She'al kocheinu yesh lanu leodot baze ledivrei ha-filosofia ha-yvanit. Because whether we like it or not, we really have to concede to the words of the Greek philosophers, because it's something that you can sense. You can't contradict what you can see with your own eyes.
So
we have to ask, what was the sign that God said, I'll make a rainbow, and that's a sign that there will no longer be a flood? Being that the rainbow is really something natural, על כוחנו ראוי שיקרה כן קודם המבול כאשר קרה אחריו. We have to say that rainbows, if they're natural phenomenons, so they existed before the flood, before the mabul, just as they existed after the mabul. ואם כן, and if that's so, אין זה עוד, and that's no sign, כאשר לא יהיה עוד בזריחת השמש בבוקר, just like you don't say, oh, you know what's the sign, there won't be a flood, the sun shone this morning, the sunrise this morning. That's no sign. Shum mechuyav leminago shlolam, because that's natural. That's nature. Anything that exists within nature, you cannot ascribe to a godly sign. That's the way God created the world. What godly sign is that? Aval hatshuva baze. But says the Ran, the answer to this is ki terem hamabul, that prior to the flood, hayu meutadin hayisodot hatachtonim limshol biyisod haesh. Before the flood, the principal elements were supposed to overcome the element of fire and be able to transform it to water. Just as they can overtake the element of air. And then when you have more humidity, yechlash hayesod haishi hacham ad lo yirae hamare hahu. They overcame the element of fire, the light from the sun, and then they did not see this vision, a rainbow. Aval hashemesh giv bo bekocho, but God gave it more strength. Rotze lomar shechizek yesod haesh ad shelo yipael mitzad hayesodot hatachtonim. God strengthened this basic element of fire so that it doesn't get overtaken by the base elements. Ad shelo yitchadesh zeh hamareh mitzad haka'at nitzotz hashemesh. To the point that at this point we have a new phenomenon that there is a rainbow. So the Ran says there was a difference in nature. Nature acted in one way before the flood, and for some reason then he explains it that it's a question of who overcomes whom. But before the flood, he says, you wouldn't see a rainbow, and after the flood, you could. And if really the things would remain according to their nature, he says, really, fire we view as an element that's coming from above. And the question is, who overpowers whom? The principle that the Ran said is that when something is elevated, whatever goes up must come down, and whatever is down must go up. That was the principle the Ran said, right? He said, "Ve'ed yale min ha'aretz." The principle is that things can be elevated, things work their way up. And he spoke about this on the physical level, we'll talk about it still on the spiritual level. So he says the concept of the sun coming down through the prism of the humidity, and that prism changing the sun and making it into a rainbow, that was a physical concept that was enacted. This law of nature was enacted in the time of the flood, because if God had made it that nature was that the lower elements can overcome the higher elements, then we'd say that everything's going to evolve to become a lower element. Ki teva yitzira ken chayav, for the nature of creation is such sheim shol atachton ve'elyon v'sheshiveu elav, that the lower things should be able to overcome the higher things. That ultimately we say things evolve into their more basic forms. And therefore if the more basic form of something is its base elements, we say eventually it'll decompose to that. So if we say the higher elements are composed of intricate parts of this and that, they'll ultimately break down to the base elements. And if we say within the base elements, then the lower ones will overpower the higher ones because they are more basic, right? The body disintegrates ultimately into earth. Things break down. And this is how the Ramban explained this. God blesses Abraham and tells him, your offspring is going to be like the earth of the ground. What he means to say, that your offspring is going to be just like the base element of earth. That everyone steps on the earth. And ultimately, I don't know if here he means to say Ramban or Rambam, because this we saw in the Rambam in Igeret Teiman, this concept. That throughout the life, everyone steps on the earth, and at the end of life, the earth overcomes the man. That he gets buried in the earth, and the earth is on top. So by the same token, the Jewish people are blessed. They're going to be like the earth. That there's going to be a long period when everyone steps on them, and ultimately they'll overcome, just like the earth overcomes. He says Ramban, but maybe it's a misprint. Maybe he means Rambam. The Rambam, we saw that in the Rambam Igeret Teiman. Ve'im teva hayitzira chiyev. And if the nature of creation is such that those that are more elevated in their nature, yenutzchu v'yashuvu shfelim, will be overcome, and ultimately they'll break down to the lower elements. Kol sheken sheraui zeh b'misha makbi atzmo. Certainly, spiritually, if one is hodi b'mashe en ra'ui lo, in something that's not fitting him, sheyashuv shafel, that he will be lowered. And why did the Ran evolve into this whole discussion? Because the Ran said, if I'm going to talk about Maasei Bereishit, I'm going to start discussing these elevated concepts of creation, and I'm not fit for it, so then what am I doing? I'm being haughty. I'm raising my speech beyond my capacity, and whoever raises himself beyond where he's supposed to be will be lowered. V'nitbarel b'zeh ma she'amar lecha ha'katuv, and using this principle we could understand the verse that says just before a breaking point the person is proud, that the pride, he picked himself up beyond where he's supposed to be, so he gets lowered. Our sages said if a person is a pious person and he prays, he might cause it to rain. There's a drought, everyone needs rain. He goes into a corner, starts praying, the sky fills with clouds and it rains. Our sages say, what happens if he looks out and says, yeah, I did that. If he becomes proud and thinks, I caused the rain, God will ensure to lower him, put him back down to size. Even though his thought is a true thought. It is his prayer that caused the rain. But if he becomes proud because of that, so God says, okay, I'll bring him back down to size. Sheken ra'uy b'mishpatei Hashem ha'isharim. That's really what's fitting in God's ways that are just. V'shateva yitzira ken chayav. And that the nature of creation really obligates that it be so. V'im ken eifo ezem iflat lanu bazeh. So if so, the Ran has just explained that
if he's a righteous man, then it'll rain to him. How could he, on the other hand, be proud?
Oh, so even a righteous person can sometimes, when he sees his prayers answered, have this weakness of becoming proud. Everyone has that weakness that they have to overcome. So the Ran says, now that we've explained that if that I really have no right to talk about creation, so how am I going to talk about creation? So that's where we're going to pick up next week, that the Ran justifies that he's going to explain and he's talking about creation, Maaseh Bereshit, when he's just given this whole introduction that how dare I talk about creation. And if I'm not fitting for it and I do talk about it, then God will cut me down to size. And here we will pick up Ezrat Hashem next week.